The national organizer of the MPP, John Bwedu, has justified why the party leadership is proposing that women are not contested in some constituencies. Speaking on Behind the News, he said the party stands to gain a lot in its affirmative action policy. Mr. Bwedu also explained why the contestants or aspirants are to pay 30,000 cedis as filing and development fees. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
Our constitution is said that even if at a primary we have information that the candidate either have misconducted himself or herself or have done something that is untoward, that we cannot present him or her, and even at that point we'll be able to. So that nothing is cast in stone. There's a proposal to encourage and motivate women to increase their numbers in parliament. Only a small caveat: if you're a woman, if you're a useful person, and you're a person with disability, you're exempted. You are giving 50% discount.
Well, and how about that development fee, which is 20,000 cedis?
It's all born out of our last primaries that we had. The last primaries we had, we charged filing fees, or you take filing fees at 6,000. And if you consider 4 years ago, the cost of living at that time, the inflation, the value of the currency at that time, it is obviously we are even doing proper extrapolation. Then we will be hitting at 15,000 or 20,000. Then the development fee was also pegged at 10,000 for constituencies that have certain members of parliament. And that also, if you consider 4 years period, and I think that also led to the decision to charge 20,000.